I call him Mr. So and so. My nephew's the same way. Mrs. Miss. So.
Good one. Next, I want to talk.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is what I mean. What am I?
What?
If I'm not colored, then I'm what?
You're a white.
What I think. A white man. All right. Yeah, that's what I want. Like. Now, any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people that you can think of?
You know, the nigger, he kind of thinks the white man, you know, is don't treat him right, you know, just because he's a nigger.
All right.
I think that's a mistake.
Would he ever call you a cracker or anything like that that you can think of?
You mean, you know?
Yeah, if he were, you know, he wouldn't be, maybe not to your face, but maybe when he was away.
I don't know about that.
Okay. All right. Suppose a man had a fishing rod and he liked it very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Awfully mad.
All right. Any other term that you can think of besides mad that would mean the same thing?
Well.
Okay. Well, we've won.
Let's let that be.
All right. Suppose you've been working very hard all day, and by nighttime you might say, man, I'm really what?
Tired.
All right. If a little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, he what?
He's drunk.
All right. Suppose the nurse at the high school and the doctor examined the girl and found that she wasn't well. You know, that she had a fever and so forth, and or examined the boy and sent the boy home. You might say that the nurse at the high school sent the boy home early because the boy, what, at school?
Word to go.
What's that?
Word to go. Okay. Were they together?
No, just let's say the boy. If the doctor found that the boy wasn't well, you'd say then that he sent the boy home because the boy, what, at school? I'm thinking about sick.
Well, I guess he's sick, but it might be some time to play off.
Okay. Now, if a person has a sick feeling right down here, you would say that he feels sick, what?
In his stomach.
Say it again?
In his stomach.
Okay. What do you call that noisy, pranky celebration, you know, that comes sometimes immediately after a wedding? A bunch of the guests get together and want to tease the bride and groom, and they get bells and everything. What do you call it? Do you have any name for that?
Well, it's just a shouting at the wedding.
Let's say it's at the home of the bride and groom, not at the church. But would you ever call it anything like a serenade or anything?
Well, yes, I have heard of them serenading after them.
Now, I know you've heard housewives say to little children when they want them to behave, they'll say, you better behave or the what will get you.
The bad man.
All right. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
Greet him.
How? I mean, what greeting would you use? That you
Christmas
gift. Good. Strange. Some people say Christmas box, and some people say Merry Christmas. All right. Now, if you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, "Man, I'm glad I don't have to do what with this very far." If it's a very heavy suitcase.